October 24th. I'm in California, Oxnard, California, at Levity Live with Elton Castay, previous guest, and Vinny Fastline, also a previous guest. Click the link in the description of this podcast for tickets. October 24th, Oxnard, California. This episode of I'm Sorry Dad podcast is brought to you by nobody. We don't have any sponsors this week, so I ask you that you tell a friend, rate and review the podcast. Follow us on social media. If you have a coffee's worth of cash, just one coffee a month, go to our Patreon page. Donate $5 a month for bonus episodes, pod vlogs, and other stuff. That'll help us out a lot. I feel like we've been having a little bit of audio issues lately, and it is Brandon's fault. You might want to blame Oliver, our producer, but it's Brandon's fault. Motherfucker refuses to work hard. You know, we just need to record a few episodes in advance, and then Oliver will be able to physically hand me the audio file instead of doing it through Dropbox, which lowers the quality. But Brandon refuses to work hard. And on this episode, he was daunted at the task of recording this episode. I don't get it. He's kind of a bad person. He was filled with rage in this episode. I'm mostly kidding, although Brandon arrived angry and tired. And I was like, can we record two in a row? He's like, oh, dude, two. I was like, all right, let's just do, can you do one? He's like, oh. So this is a wacky episode. This episode is angry, playful angry. You know, we have fun with it, but Brandon was in a weird mood. Not in a bad mood, really. Nothing negative, but I'm just joking around. But he is a terrible person, and he's the reason why the audio might not be 100% awesome. It's because Brandon doesn't work hard, and you must leave him some hate messages online. All right, without further ado, here's this wacky episode of I'm Sorry Dad podcast with me and Brandon. Oh, heads up, you're about to hear some abrupt punk rock music before we start talking on this episode. It's not worth explaining how it happened or why I can't edit it out. Just know that it's Brandon's fault. So please stick with this podcast, even though Brandon is a terrible, terrible person. All right, enjoy this episode.
Wow. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, we're back.
And we're live. Dude, can you do me a favor? Can you just leave the clap in?
Sure.
Because people who are just listening will just think you randomly clap out of nowhere. Like, it's almost like a ritual that you have to do.
I do. That's what I do. Before I start any recording, I have to clap.
Really?
Yeah. Whoa, I just screamed.
That must have made recording your album very strange. At the beginning of every song, there's a clap.
Yeah, randomly. And then it throws off the drummer, and it's a nightmare.
It's good. Yeah. It's good that everybody who is in your band is off rhythm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you all right? what just happened to you?
Yeah, I just wanted to see what would happen if I stopped talking.
I was wondering that during the live show. I was like, what would happen if we just didn't talk for like 2 minutes? I was going to suggest that.
Dude, next show we should do that.
Dude, that'd be really funny.
It'd be like a social experiment.
Yeah, it's like, do you guys like even really care that we're talking, or do you just want to see us? You know what I mean? Like, it's really, dude, it's like really deconstructing the obsession with celebrity. Like, dude, is it really about like, you know, like the people who are saying stuff, or is it just about the people in general? Like about their words, or is it about who they are?
You know really what I mean? Do you really care what I have to say, or do you just want a selfie after the show? You know?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to stop.
Stop what?
Talking.
Oh, well, you can if you want. I'd prefer if you did.
Ha! Fucking got you.
Damn.
Sorry, man. I came into this can we talk about the anger that you started off
this recording session with?
Jesus Christ.
The anger? It's not anger. I'm fucking really happy to be here.
You choked me.
Yeah, I did. I choked you, and then you were like, and I spit in your mouth, and I gave you my mono. So now you're mono.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Filled.
Mono. Fuck.
Yeah. Sorry.
Dad.
Fuck you.
Goodbye, everybody.
Fuck you. Well, I hate... Ryan, can I just say, I fucking despise your beard.
My what?
Your beard. I hate it.
My beard?
Yeah.
Wow,
because,
dude.
Because I can't grow one.
I thought you were going to say something about... like my personality
no.
or something I don't know, personal, but
no, just physically, your
my beard.
Yeah, your fucking beard.
Fuck you.
No, fuck you, Rye. You know what? I always come in here with my dainty little pube beard, and I always see you looking over like, oh, what, does he not have the fucking hormones to grow an actual beard? I fucking see it. I know that you think that I don't fucking see it, but I can read your fucking mind, bro, and I know that's what you're fucking saying. Well, in your head.
Well, you don't have to read my mind anymore, because I'll tell you right now, it's true!
What?
Fuck your beard!
Fuck you. I'm leaving.
Well, Brandon... he's giving me the finger. Oh, now he's taking down his pants. Dude, you can keep your pants on. You can shout things. It'd be funny if you shouted from
no.
The let's do it again. Yeah. Dude, keep your pants on, dude.
Bro, well, I just want you to see my giant monster cock.
Holy. Oh, my. Oh, wait.
How does it look?
Wait, bring that over here.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Brandon's approaching me. I can officially say Brandon has a horse cock.
Yep, it's the truth. Nay. You gotta give me some sugar cubes, you know what I mean?
He does a really good... Brandon has a horse cock and does a very accurate horse nay.
Nay.
Pick the microphone back up now. I'm gonna talk into it.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was a great little non sequitur.
Oh, man, we're only 30 seconds in.
Fuck, that felt like we've been doing this for 2 hours. That's how it always feels when I'm fucking around you. It's always like I'm here for two...
Wow.
We can just call this the anger episode.
Sure.
Because I just, yeah.
We should,
do you want to just be angry the whole time?
And we should
yell at each other?
We should call someone that we're pissed at.
Yeah.
And fucking yell at them.
And just yell and just get out all of our frustrations and what we really feel about them. Who should we call?
Let's burn some bridges today, dude.
Yeah, dude. Let's fucking, no. Let's not only burn the bridges, let's burn the whole fucking village down. You know what I mean?
Fuck yeah. Let's call people that are happy that we have good relationships with, and let's ruin it.
Yeah, and let's destroy a good thing and self-sabotage. Let's do it. Who do you want to do it with?
Let's see. Call your brother Jesse and be like, I hope you do drugs again, addict.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna do it right now. I'm gonna squash his image of me as his little baby boy, little baby bro,
little baby boy.
I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna fucking call him. What do you take me for? What are all these people?
Idiot.
I know you do. You think I'm an idiot because I'm 24 and you're fucking 30. How old are you?
18.
Wow, I haven't heard a joke that good since you showed me your cock. That doesn't make sense.
Why? Because when I showed you my cock, it made a noise. Heard? You heard my cock?
Yes.
My cock is much too small to be heard doing anything. Besides, when I jerk off, it's like
a mouse eating cheese. When you jerk off.
How did you know that's how I masturbate?
You masturbate.
I put a piece of cheese on the head of my cock, and then a mouse nibbles on it until I come, and then the mouse drowns in my cum. Jesus Christ.
Is that like your...
bizarre.
I'm imagining you have a extermination service where that's the way you kill the mice. Mm. Like if you got a rat infestation, you're just like, just get a bunch of cheese, leave it out here. And then when they come home, it's just like an ocean of cum just in their house with a bunch of dead rats, just an ocean of cum and dead rats all up in there.
Wow. Picture that, everybody.
An ocean of cum. Like you open your door and you just see, it's just like The Shining with the blood coming out of the elevator.
Yeah.
So you get doused in cum and then there's a bunch of dead rats just come out.
Wow. Nice.
Good visual for the kids.
That's going to turn somebody on somewhere.
It is. It probably has turned a couple people on, probably in Wisconsin.
We just started a new fetish, bro.
What? Rat cum?
Yeah, cummy rats, I guess.
Cummy dead rats. It has to be. Because a rat covered in cum that's just alive, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
But a rat covered in cum that is dead is a turn on.
Mm-hmm. It's sexy.
It's hella sexy.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah. Anyways, what have you been up to today, Ray?
Today, let's see. Not much.
Not much.
I scoured the internet for funny videos to play to kill time on this episode.
Yeah, because we don't have anything to fucking talk about.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
What do you want from me? What is what? Oliver, don't fucking look. Don't make this fucking weird.
Oliver,
just standing there looking cute. pick up the fucking mic and say something.
He's sitting. Thank you.
Okay, fine. We'll sit and talk. Can you not do both at the same time?
I'm just not as angry as you guys.
Clearly not. Jesus, I'm just not as angry as you guys.
Just not as angry and fucking really calm and peaceful. I take CBD. No one cares.
You take CBD too, man. It's not.
I know I do. It's not.
I like this episode.
I like this energy.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, Rye. And fuck you, Oliver. You just sit there absorbing all this information and you don't contribute anything to the conversation. You just sit there and judge. Oh, I'm Oliver. I'm going to sit here. I'm going to edit. And I'm going to judge. And I'm going to pull up shit on the computer.
You know, why don't you ask me something then?
Well, in Oliver's defense, he does put a lot of hours into editing and he makes those awesome clips. But he's still a fucking idiot. Fuck you, Oliver.
Yeah, fuck you, Oliver. I don't care that you do all that hard work that me and Rye do not know how to do nor want to do. I hate you.
All right.
For no reason.
And scene.
Cool.
Real question.
Oliver, I just want to let you know that was all facade and it was all jokes.
It's because you're Asian.
Oh, okay.
Brandon is racist.
Gotcha.
That is not true. I hate all races, including whites. That's not a good soundbite to have on the internet.
That's fair. But real question, inspired by our heated and well thought out debates so far. Have you ever been super angry at somebody? Like, have you ever like yelled at somebody and like, what happened? What did you do? How did they react?
Is that the actual question?
Yeah.
Have I ever yelled at somebody like actually?
Yeah. Your parents, of course.
Yeah.
Your bros. Never.
Who did I yell at? I don't think I've ever yelled at somebody. You're making me think about it. Well, I'm yelling at you because I'm getting out all this aggression that I haven't been able to get out in my past. So.
Let's talk about that.
I don't think I've ever yelled at somebody before.
All right. So I can ask you, have you ever lied? And you say yes, currently.
Oh, no.
Yes, I just did when I said no, I've never yelled at anybody.
I can. Okay, wait. No, now I remember. I once was yelling at a friend. We had gotten into an argument. It's about 2 years ago.
And I started yelling. What friend?
Oh, boy. Can't say.
Okay, we'll go on.
I was yelling. So this is going to be such an interesting story since nobody knows who it is.
I like it.
But
I'm going to try to piece together who.
We were just yelling at each other. We got into an argument. And that was it. That was literally all it was. That was all it was.
Wow.
I know.
Thanks for the great story, dude.
No worries.
You know what? You are the worst co-host in the industry.
Sorry.
Dad.
I know you hate me, right? I know you think that I'm just bringing you down all the time. You think, oh, Brandon's coming in here. Oh, what is he going to do? He's just going to sit down and fucking say bullshit, blah, 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 because he's 24 and I'm 34. This is bullshit. I know how you really feel.
Really feel. Shut the fuck up, child. Hey, I looked up some fun questions to ask and discuss, you know, to fill more time.
Go ahead.
Hold on.
We can call this the most planned episode ever.
This is our most planned episode for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't even know what you just said. Not listening because it went far.
No. All right, Chris D'Elia. Did you hear that? Yeah, just right. Try to do Chris D'Elia. Fucking.
All right, here's some questions.
Yeah, who is it?
Now, I'll say that I thought of these myself for us, but I just Googled funny questions to ask. And this is a fun episode, though.
Glad we're putting in so much work.
We haven't been this silly in a while.
No, we haven't.
Because last episode, we attempted to talk about politics, and...
Oh, boy.
Well, there goes our audience.
Yeah.
There goes anyone who respected our opinions.
Bro, I don't fucking stick to comedy. Stay out of politics. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly, dude. You shouldn't have an opinion.
On anything.
You shouldn't have room to be wrong and learn about things.
That's like... This is what I'll compare that to.
It's you don't know? What were you saying?
What I was going to say was like, it's like the same as if, let's say there is a man choking on the sidewalk, right? And I'm like,
exactly, and I'm my like, point. Thank you, Brandon.
All right. Well, I'm not going to continue.
Oh, you had more.
It's like a guy choking on the sidewalk. And
exactly.
Then,
all right. Here's a fun question. right, go
it's
on.
Like a guy choking on the sidewalk and you go, hey, we should really call the ambulance to help that guy. And they'd be like, dude, stay out of the medical field. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bro, stay out of safety. Bro, stay out of trying to help people. Fucking.
Please leave that to the professionals.
Leave that to professionals. Don't try and get an ambulance over here.
I know you think you're so self-righteous because you can, make the suggestion that you should call an ambulance.
Yeah. Because of your privilege.
Because of your, yeah. Dumb. Anyways.
Here's a cute question.
Yep.
If your five-year-old self suddenly found themselves inhabiting your current body, what would your five-year-old self do first?
Masturbate.
Yeah.
That was the same time.
It was. I already read this question, and my answer was... I knew I was going to say masturbate right off the bat before I read it, but you didn't. But we still...
Said it at the same time.
I should just... not have a podcast
because you know there's a problem if you have a podcast and you can't say words, you can't articulate sentences, you daft fuck.
What is something that is really what's something that's really popular now but in 5 years everyone will look back on and be embarrassed by? I'd probably say this podcast.
Yeah, I would say that too. We're just gonna be listening to this episode when we're both when I have children and you are dead. Yeah. We're gonna be dude, the SD card, I just dropped it on the ground.
What does that have to do with what we're talking about right now?
Nothing, I guess.
What a fucking idiot. Something really popular now. Let's see.
Really glad you held the mic up to your beard.
Well, I just wanted to show how thick it was. It sounds like you're rubbing on the baby's bottom.
It's my beard.
Sounds like you're scratching a baby's bottom.
This is my beard.
We all know how that sounds.
I bet you do.
Here's my beard.
Bro, here's my beard. Here's my beard. Anyways.
If animals could talk.
What if we were just rubbing it on our pubes just now?
Now they know we were.
Fuck.
All right. Well, you can check out our YouTube page to watch us rub pubes on the mic.
Do it.
If animals could talk, which would be the rudest?
Cat. Probably cat. Because I know Ralph fucking hates you. Ralph hates you.
Yeah. I think cats would be saying just like, who cares? Or just like, leave me alone.
Or fuck off.
Like, hey, Ralph, how are you? She'd be like, shut the fuck up, please.
Yeah. Just stop fucking talking. I'm sick and tired of all of this stuff that you do. Has Ralph ever seen you masturbate?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Ralph has helped me masturbate.
Nice.
She seen me have sex?
Nice.
She seen me fuck and be fucked.
Have you fucked her?
Well, that's when I say she's seen me fuck and be fucked. I record me fucking Ralph and then Ralph fucking me and then we watch it. So that's how she's seen me fuck and be fucked.
That doesn't sound that rude.
That doesn't sound rude at all. It sounds like a favor between two pals.
She's doing it just because she wants to get off.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. Cats come very easily.
Do you know how to make a cat come?
How?
No, I was asking you. I was asking a question. I
thought it was a street joke.
No, it's not a street joke.
Your uncle used to say.
You want to know how you make a cat come?
Your dad used to tell you.
No. You just do a little meow mix on their pussy. That's how you make a cat come.
That wasn't clever. Moving on. Sorry for this episode, everybody. My co-host is like, I don't know. Like,
I'm fine. What are you talking about?
You're just not smart.
I know.
How do you feel about putting pineapple on pizza? I wonder if people are gonna enjoy or hate this episode.
This is going to be the most divisive episode we ever had.
It's silly. It's fun.
It's fun for us.
We did just have a lull, though, right then?
Yeah. Okay. You cat contagious.
Cunt. Just say cunt, dude.
I didn't want to.
Oh, dude. It's because he has a girlfriend, dude. You've changed. You're softening up with the
shut up, cunt.
Oh wow.
What?
Jesus Christ. That was offensive.
Oh, that was a bait if I ever seen one.
You shouldn't say that word, dude.
You just baited me. Now everyone's gonna know I said the word cunt. Fuck! Did it again.
God. Toilet paper, over or under? What does that mean?
What?
Toilet paper. Oh, that's not an interesting question.
This is, I actually think this might be the worst episode we've ever recorded. As we keep going along, I realize this is the worst episode we've ever recorded.
No, it's been good up until like the past 2 minutes.
Up until the cat coming.
So let's just talk about us.
Yeah, why do we have to answer these stupid questions?
Yeah, it's conversation starters.
Yeah, well, guess what? It's more of a conversation ender because we didn't know what the fuck to talk about.
So, what you been up to lately, dude?
Considering I saw you yesterday. Didn't we see each other yesterday?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we recorded a podcast episode yesterday.
Yeah, considering I saw you yesterday. Not fucking much, Rye. What do you want to know? Everything about me, about my ins and outs?
You're raising your voice at me is an act of violence.
I'm sorry. I'll take it back. I don't mean to be such an aggressive person. It's just the way that I was brought up. You know what I mean?
An aggressive white man?
Yes, an aggressive cracker.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's offensive.
It's offensive?
What did you do last night?
Did you say offensive?
Offensive, dude. What did you do last night? Anything cool?
I just can't get over the fact that you just said offensive. Like, what does that mean? Like,
I said offensive. All right. Fuck
Oliver,
you, dude.
Oliver, this guy right here, he doesn't know how to talk.
Oliver, let's talk.
No, Brendan, I have a question for you.
You're shaking key. What am I, a fucking baby?
What's the question,
Oliver? Have you ever been in a fight?
Yes.
Yeah.
One.
Did it get bad?
No. It didn't get bad.
Not at all?
No.
I have a question. Can you give more than one word answers?
Well, I mean, it just happened at a party. It didn't get bad.
What? Who was it? What happened? How did it start?
Did you start
How badly
it?
Did you lose?
Don't remember the guy's name.
How much did you cry?
Did I cry? I did cry when I got like a little punched in the face. Yeah. I mean, like cry because naturally you cry when you get punched. Does anybody ever, if you get punched in the nose, you don't fucking cry a little bit? Like naturally?
Maybe your eyes water, but cry?
Okay. Well.
Hey, yo, you a bitch, though.
All right. Well, I was fighting to defend my
honor.
My honor and my grandmother's honor.
No, really, what happened?
We were just at a party and somebody got, I think someone got drunk, or we both were drunk, and then just a fight broke out for, I think, just name calling. And it wasn't name calling at me. It was name calling at my friends. And then it was more of like a all around brawl. It wasn't just like me and somebody else, but I was in the fight. And then I got punched in the face right there.
That happened to me. Got my lip split open. My lip split open.
In a brawl?
Big old Boston street brawl.
Oh, nice.
I've talked about it on the pod before.
Yeah.
I was blackout drunk. Came out of the blackout looking in the mirror with blood all over me, and I was like, whoa. It's good times.
You ever felt so manly again in your life?
Yeah, it was awesome, dude. I didn't want him to stitch it up.
Yeah, bro.
But they're like, we're going to.
Nice.
Oliver, you ever been in a fight?
Just one fight.
What happened?
I was at a house party, and unfortunately, I was the drunkest one there. And so my friends were driving me home, and we were giving this one guy a ride home from the party. And while he was in my car, he actually stole my laptop out of the car.
Oh.
And I found out the next day.
Okay.
Confronted him.
Hell yeah.
And I mean, the thing that really got me was that he password locked my laptop, so I couldn't get in. So I basically started a fight through that. And
well, how'd you get the laptop back? What was that like? You went to his house?
He was staying at a friend of mine's house that week, so all of his stuff was there, and my laptop was in his bag.
And that's how you found out he took it?
Yeah, I told my friend that I was missing it, and then he went through that dude's stuff and found it.
So is this? Yeah. Did your friend think he was kind of sketchy to begin with? Let me check his bags.
He stole like $1,000 from a Kmart, I think, while he worked there, and
hell
got
yeah.
caught.
And so you shaky. Were just like, "Give me my password." And then a fight broke out.
Yeah, I asked him like 30 or 40 times, and then he finally did. And then I punched him in the face and went from there. Yeah.
So you got the password, then punched him.
Yeah.
Nice, dude. Oliver's more of a man than you.
I figure as much. Oliver, what happens like that kind of guy?
What's the result? Did you win?
I punched him. He punched me. I threw him on, like, flipped him on the ground, sort of. Mm-hmm. And then I sort of had, like, a weird moment where I felt like I was, like, being overly aggressive. Like, I was just letting the anger kind of take over. And, ooh. Yeah.
You let the Hulk out,
so
bro.
I just kind of stopped and then felt really weird. And mm-hmm. went home. Yeah.
So you beat his ass.
No.
So wait, I don't understand. You pushed him to the ground. You held him on the ground.
Yeah.
And then you just were like, I gotta go home. And yeah, then you walked away.
He started yelling like stop, like yeah. desperately in my like. to me.
Yeah.
And then like that sort of hit me like I don't know. I kind of just
felt like a monster.
A little bit.
Yeah. Just like, oh my god.
Yeah.
What have I done?
It just felt very like out of character for me.
Yeah.
I felt really uncomfortable. So.
Yeah.
Went home from there.
When was that?
I think it was 2012, my senior year in high school.
How old are you now?
I'm 24.
24?
Yeah.
Let's get you into another fight.
You were 18 when that happened then?
Yeah.
Shit.
I've never been in a fight, just been punched.
Yeah.
I'm sure I threw punches in that street brawl, but I don't remember.
Oh, so you've been punched, but you never punched somebody back?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. All you really need in life is to be punched.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of important.
I don't know. To be punched, I mean, like.
To be humbled like that, physically humbled. Get a nice punch in the head. He'd be like, oh, all right, that sucks.
Nice. So let's say that your child, when you have a kid, doesn't get punched in the face by people at school or anything because everybody at school is nice. Are you going to be like, well, looks like I got to punch my kid in the face?
No, because once my child is born, the first thing that I will do is punch that baby in the fucking head.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's good. Baby abuse. I didn't know that was something that was even possible for someone to think of and say.
Baby tough love?
I don't know if I call it tough love. I'm more just
crushing a baby skull.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Cat coming and crushing a baby skull. That can be the name of the episode.
Giant... thousands of dead rats in a giant vat of cum.
Cat coming.
Gross. You know, I've been binging cringe videos on YouTube lately.
What do you mean? What kind?
Cringe compilations, dudes.
What was some of the cringy things that you were watching?
Oh, well, I actually got a link for one.
Try not to cringe challenge?
Yeah, dude, they're awesome, dude.
What?
They're actually not that awesome, but
I don't understand
people uncomfortable. All right, let's go back. All right, we got the video queued up. I think the volume's up-ish. All right, so here's a video of a couple, and they're talking to the woman's mother. I think they're a married couple. The context is a little difficult, but it's a couple. Then they're talking to this woman's stepmom. And we'll figure it out. We'll see what happens here.
Yeah.
So really what we're doing is John would like me to ask you whether he could make out with you.
Oh, that's a bit different to a kiss.
All right, stop there. That's cool, right? That's cute.
So her husband is asking her if he can make out with her mom.
Yes.
Not stepmom, like mom.
Right. Yeah.
That's adorable.
Sorry. It's his mother-in-law. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
That's
but her mom. But it's her mom, and the husband wants to make out with her mom.
Yeah.
I'm not even asking the context of that situation. What is that filmed for? Is that like a documentary?
It's like a reality TV show from the UK.
Of course it is. That's strange.
Oh, I don't think it's that weird. I've made out with my girlfriend's mom.
Really?
Yeah, and I asked her to ask her.
Yeah, and she said yes.
Yeah, it was like we were children on a schoolyard. Just like, can you tell? It was to my girlfriend Jenny. I was like, can you tell your mom that I like her?
Yeah.
Then she went over, told her, and then we made out.
I'm assuming you wrote it down on a note, and then Jenny gave it to her.
Yeah.
To the mom, and then it said, you down to fuck, yes or no? And you had to check mark yes or no.
Yeah, well,
and then she check marks yes,
Well, no, she wrote in a third category. Mm-hmm. She's so creative and smart and cute.
Yeah.
And the third category was, I will French out.
French out?
As long as Jenny's there. And she checked that off. So we made out in front of my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Have you made out with your girlfriend's mom? Like, did you make out with her after the show, the live show this past Sunday?
Can't say I did.
But you can't say you didn't.
It's true. I can't.
All right.
So I was just really blacked out, belligerently drunk. So I just can't remember. You know what I mean?
Well, it's okay if you're drunk. You can do anything you want if you're drunk.
Especially drive.
Yeah.
Especially drive.
All right. Let's check out this cute video.
All right. Let's get it over with.
Aw.
No, stop. No. No, really. No, really. No.
Why?
You've got a problem with it.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. No, I think maybe just a smaller kiss.
Okay. Why is she allowing him to do this?
All right, stop. So that I think that was a harmless, friendly, sexy kiss. That
yeah. I think it looked like he was trying to suck the soul out of her body through her mouth.
And I hope we get the volume up enough
because we could. You could really hear it all the of that whole thing. So now, that was really bad. Okay, so I'm just confused. I really want to know context. What's going on? And why is the mom, why is the daughter watching? And now why is the daughter weirded out by what? She didn't think this was going to be a little odd. She didn't think. I don't get it. It's not like it doesn't make much sense.
I can only assume that this is just a reality show based in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just about couples that let their husbands make out with, you know, your parents.
That's it's a very just, niche. That's kind of a niche. No. Was that on the BBC Kids?
That's mainstream in the UK, actually.
It's mainstream.
Did you know people say cunt in the UK? It's not a big deal.
Yeah, I know that. I just didn't know that it was okay to make out with your mom's, with your girlfriend's mom.
No, people in the UK have sex with their in-laws.
And their siblings.
Look it up.
And their siblings.
I'm just kidding about that. But I honestly don't know the context of this.
I thought that was you making those noises, but that was the noise from the actual video.
Yeah. Check out our YouTube page if you want to get horny.
Yeah. That's a good, that's a better than Lincoln bio. When people say like, hey, I have a new YouTube video up, Lincoln bio, like click the link if you're down to get horny.
Yeah.
Or if you are horny.
This should, that segment of this episode should be what we edit together and promote.
Yeah.
Here's a video.
We'll play this guy. Who's this next person? That wasn't that cringy.
Yeah.
Musical.ly is about cringe. That's what it's founded on. I don't feel like anybody who watches Musical.ly actually enjoys it. Or yeah. TikTok is what it's called now. It's called TikTok.
This next one is a little weird. It's not anything amazing. It's not as like endearing as the first one we watched.
Yeah, the making out with the mom thing.
Yeah.
I don't think you can top that.
All right, let's play that.
Picture of you, and then it's posted all around, and it'll happen in your office.
Yeah, possibly.
You don't think so?
Well, it depends, you know.
Dina, I've got some time and a camera. Why don't you stop by? No. Okay.
All right, stop.
What did he say?
They were talking about new, like, porn on phones.
Yeah.
News being released. And he basically said, hey, I got time and a camera. Stop by anytime. He was just saying, I respect you, and I'm attracted to your intelligence.
Yeah.
And she was very rude.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, man, the guy's just giving you a very charming, gentlemanly compliment, and you have the audacity to be like, and not the audacity to not even speak. To make an awkward pause. Like,
you put him, you creating that awkward moment was an act of violence
towards him. Yeah. And you know what? I think she should apologize.
I think she should apologize as well.
She should apologize.
Wow. I am outraged.
Do you hear those noises outside? Who's talking? It sounds like we're in a warehouse. Wow, I left my house because YouTube to upload this video. It took an hour. It said it would upload in an hour, and I just left my computer on and hoping that it's going to post, but I just don't know when it's going to do it.
I hate that shit.
That's the worst. YouTube probs, am I right, guys?
Right.
Make sure and like and subscribe. Tweet me at David. All right, play it.
High five, people. Woo!
Next up.
All right. So here's when things got confusing to me. This just revealed something I didn't want our audience to know, kind of.
What?
Now it's less funny. Here's the same guy who made out with the stepmother-in-law.
Uh-huh.
He's about to make out with another older woman.
Okay, why is that weird?
So I think that they're not married.
Oh.
And I'd like to apologize for all the listeners for deceiving you.
Well, rats,
but I still don't know. Here, let's watch it. It's really awkward.
Let's
warm a flame to Saskia Moore.
Sorry.
Okay. All right. Got it. Maybe we should get a bit close together.
Oh, no, I didn't. Could you just shut up?
Okay.
Is that, who's that?
I don't know. But that's the same guy about to make out with another mom.
Okay. Yeah. Do you want to sit on this side?
No. It's okay.
Okay.
It's definitely a mom.
Okay. Like how it cuts from that to a child dancing. It's good. It's a nice transition. It's just, what a good transition.
Why do I love these videos. I feel like enjoying these videos is like, I feel like I have bad taste or something. It's a guilty pleasure for sure.
I've never watched these in my life, and I'm so glad that I haven't.
It's a new thing that I've discovered. These cringe compilation videos.
Have you ever, since we're on the topic of, elderly sex, have you ever watched elderly porn?
No, I've stumbled upon some photos though, but I don't think I've watched a video.
Of like a grandmother like blowing a dude. You never watched that?
No.
When I was a kid, I watched one video and kind of threw off, it made me scared, and not scared, but uncomfortable to go to grandma's house. I'll tell you that right now.
Because she was turning you on, right?
Yeah, it's because she was really turning me on.
Yeah, that probably fucked you up sexually. That's why you're always dating... Oh, I never even put this together. I never even noticed this. Your girlfriend currently is 86 years old.
She is, yeah.
I never fucking even pieced that together.
It's strange.
I never even noticed her age.
Yeah. She's just so vibrant, you know, and she's just so youthful at heart that you just didn't notice that she was an 87-year-old woman.
Yeah, she's 89 and healthy. And
yeah.
I think what happens is your horniness when you're around her just fills the room with warmth.
Yeah.
Both like metaphorically, joy and actual heat.
Yeah.
Your dick, it's so stanky hot.
Yeah. That it's like a radiator.
It's humid.
Yeah.
It's like a humidifier and a heater.
Yeah, it's great. And
when you take your dick out, it's like being in a sauna, bro.
Yeah.
Steam room, bro.
My dick is like the climax of that movie, The Core. When they get to the core and it's really hot. Yeah. That's what my dick's like. You take it out and it makes everybody really sweaty and hot. And it also gives you this climactic feeling.
All right, let's watch some more videos. That's
cool.
Kind of fun.
Yeah, that was good.
What are you doing there, Oliver? Just doing, looking at.
I was trying to figure out where this guy, like, what his show is, or why he's doing all this.
I tried finding it. I couldn't find anything.
Yeah,
well, I tried for 5 minutes.
I need to make out with your mother. Not I want, but I need to. What does he have? A condition?
I'm a part-time model. Part-time, just to get.
Yeah, you know. It's an audition. This isn't the awkward part yet.
I'm not your average pop star. Bring such a different. Footprint
on that room, so when I leave, they're gonna be talking about me. Who was
that guy? Oh, J-Star. I think I could be
like,
the next big thing.
Can you turn it up on your computer and I'll turn it down here?
Music. I was like 16. I started doing gigs.
And do you think you can win?
I'm sure.
Come on, let's do this.
I'm sure.
Okay, what are you gonna sing for us?
My own version of Alexander Burke, Hallelujah.
Is this boring as fuck?
Okay, good luck.
Huh? Is this boring?
Not for me, but granted, I'm not the one listening.
And you don't care either way.
Yeah.
Not for me.
For me, this is great.
If you had it your way, we'd be watching Joe Rogan right now.
Yeah.
That sounds good to me.
Major Lee, the Baffle Kid, composing Hallelujah.
I love the song.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Is that Raven Simone?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, I like that.
Tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke.
Wait, are they all watching?
And she cut so. Your hair.
That's not fair.
It's not so one. You see the light. It's a cold. It's a broken. Hallelujah.
That's pretty solid. Oh, that's it. Oh, wait. Okay, wait.
No, before that's actually a lame joke.
Before we move on to the next one, I'm always curious. I've heard that the process in which, for those shows like American Idol and America's Got Talent and all these things, that the process to choose these people that go on air is they have to audition before they audition.
Yeah,
so totally. The people who are the producers, they have to know either you're really good or you're really bad. They really don't let anybody in who's middling talent. They don't let in an average singer. That's why you never see average singers.
Well, even if they're average, maybe they're like totally crazy.
Yeah.
Because there's some crazy people who aren't awful.
Yeah.
They definitely pick who they're going to film, for sure.
And I just find that to be so cruel that they just get... They let a person who's a terrible singer... And they know they're a terrible singer, and they're like, we're going to put you on the air to humiliate yourself in front of the world.
Right.
And it's like picking a lamb for the slaughter. Totally. It's so mean.
Yeah.
And I mean, granted, they don't do that because American Idol's not on anymore, right?
It's on, right?
It's on. Are those shows, like, I'm not talking about America's Got Talent. That's different. But I mean, like, American Idol, where it's like strictly a singing competition.
I think it still exists.
Okay. If it does, then is it still on? I could have sworn it was they canceled it. Oh shit! Wait, what? Grand finale?
What?
Oh no! I guess it. Yeah, it is on.
And I thought that guy was a good singer.
Now that guy. It's like a car starting or like chugging along.
Sounds like a grandfather laughing.
Okay, well, it depends what kind of grandfather you had. My grandfather had the jolliest laugh, and that's offensive to all grandfathers, and you should apologize.
What did it sound like? That is so jolly.
I know.
All right, let's skip this Hillary Clinton one. It's not funny.
Wait, why isn't it funny?
She just makes a lame joke.
Go ahead and play it. Well, why'd you skip it? Don't skip it. I want to hear.
Oliver's going to love editing this together.
Put the mic to the thing.
Jobs from building infrastructure to coding, creating new apps. I don't know who created Pokemon Go, but I'm trying to figure out how we get them to have Pokemon go to the polls.
Oh, man.
Mom joke.
That's the thing that made America choose Trump. That was the joke. That was the one line, the deciding factor that made everyone go, yep, Trump. I don't care if he might fuck us all over. Don't want her in office because of that joke.
At least if Trump's in the office, we can have a couple of laughs.
Yeah, we can have some laughs before the nukes hit us. You know what I mean? But,
hey, there's another video of this guy who loves making out with moms.
He's like a vigilante that just fucks your mom.
Yeah. We should make a comic book that.
We should make a comic.
What are your superpowers? I'll fuck your mom.
I got some stamina. I got hella stamina, meaning I can last 5 minutes for your mom. Which apparently to your mom is a long time because they needed some time to rest after.
Instead of the bat signal, it's just a outline silhouette of a cock.
Pretty sweet.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. All right, play it again.
If your mom's feeling down or neglected, just shine that cock signal and
I didn't mention this, but if you live with your parents and you listen to this podcast, be sure to let them listen to it as well, because I feel like they would really dig us talking about what we've talked about so far, you know?
Yeah, our podcast is a podcast to listen to on speakers,
especially when you're at dinner. Mm-hmm. When you're at dinner and, you know, you some families watch television mm-hmm. when they eat. But I think that our podcast audience should put on us mimicking fucking a cat
sure.
while they eat lasagna.
And, you know, check out our YouTube if you want to watch us react to this fine young gentleman.
Yeah.
Pleasing moms.
Yeah.
All right. Let's watch the clip.
Put it on.
Next up, Noah Ehrlich.
Nice. Nice. It's not that bad. Wait, was it? It's not that bad. I mean, like, after I saw the first one, I was like, all right, this is what this is. He's about to fuck this mom. I'm fine with it.
Now it's normal. Well, then that means our superhero will get boring quick.
It's true. Maybe he's got to fuck your dad as well.
I like that.
Yeah. Would you ever fuck your dad?
Again?
Yeah.
No, he wasn't the best.
Really?
He came so quickly, I didn't even get to come.
You gotta look him straight in the eyes, man. That's the only way I'm able to make my dad come. It's if I look him in the eyes.
Nice.
All right, let's continue.
Well, we're 45 minutes in. We can change the subject. Start wrapping it up.
like I don't do with my dad when we fuck. Yeah, I come inside. Nice. I come inside my dad.
And my dad comes inside me.
It's fun.
Man, we got a lot of gold to promote. Our Instagram's going to be loaded with just gold clips, bruh. This is the hardest Brandon's ever laughed on the podcast.
Sorry. Just imagining Rye's dad fucking him. I don't know.
Well, you don't have to. Roll the clip.
Play it.
It starts with me making out with my mom, though. That might be a little weird.
That's strange. It doesn't start with you making out with your girlfriend. It starts out with you making out with your mom.
Yeah.
I thought you guys were just at like a family dinner or something, and like maybe at like Olive Garden, and you're like, boy, these breadsticks are making me horny. And then you fuck your dad.
No, it starts in the kitchen. My mom's making dinner because that's what women do. Or I mean, should do. Sorry. Didn't mean to offend anybody. And then I come in and I'm like, Mom, what's for dinner? And she says, pull down your pants. I'm not going to continue with this. All right, go to jail. All right, well, hey, I like this episode.
This was the, without a doubt, this is the thing that makes or breaks the audience. If you can keep listening after this episode, we love you.
This is a one for the silly people out there.
Yeah, for the silly folk.
For the silly folk out there.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do our live podcast once a month.
What did we cover? We covered an ocean of cum with dead rats in it. We covered...
Fucking my cat.
Fucking your cat and making her cum. Mm-hmm. We covered... What was the other thing?
We yelled at each other for the first 8 minutes.
Yeah. And then we talked about fights. And then we talked about fucking our dads. And...
Well, before that, we watched some... videos of a guy making out with moms.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Cool. We went to the superhero mom fucker.
Mom fucker.
You can probably come up with a better name than that.
Probably. Well, you just dropped your jewel. That's as good of a time as any to
drop my vent
in the podcast. Would you mind if I suck on that? Out of context, just
that's what she said. Thanks. Damn. Another clip to post.
All right.
We got to give a shout out to our...
I don't think they want their name shout out at the end of this episode.
Our $25 patrons.
They're taking their money away as we speak.
Guys, let us know your feedback. Give us honest feedback of this episode. Even if you didn't like it.
Tell us if it was just too much. Some people don't like to have put the image in their brain of us fucking a cat. But you know what? It's 2018. People mm-hmm. can fuck what? Whatever they want. If I want to fuck my cat, I can fuck my cat, okay?
And if I want to be considered a cat, then now I'm a cat. I identify as a cat.
Then you're a cat. Yeah, respect your decision to be a cat.
And you better get my pronouns right or else that is an act of violence.
It's true.
right, where the fuck are these stupid ass idiotic patrons that are giving us $25 a month? Oh, wait. Oh, shit, the mics are on. Oh, my God. What is happening?
Let's just make up their fucking names. Jerry Tampanelli from fucking Newark. Thank you for donating $25, you daft fuck.
You daft? You said daft twice today.
I know. It's I like that word.
All right. Huge shout out to our $25 patrons who are paying us $25 a month. Thank you so much to Ross Miller. Let's make it more personal. Let's give him a soundbite that they can use on the internet.
Okay.
Ross Miller, this is Rye Dune, and I just wanted to say that you're the best.
Ross Miller, this is Brandon Calvillo, and I just want to say that Taco Bell has a 2-for-1 special right now. If you buy 2 Chalupa Supremes, then you get an extra Chalupa Supreme for free.
Our next $25 patron is Ryan Lobsian. Probably pronouncing that wrong.
Probably.
Ryan Lobsian, this is Rye Dune. I love you. You're smart. You're funny. But more importantly, you're physically attractive. You're a stud, bro. I love you. Bye.
Ryan Lobsian, this is Brandon Calvillo. I just want to let you know that I fucked your mom.
Donate $25 a month on Patreon for shout-outs like that. Thank you to all our patrons as well. And thank you for listening to this episode. Please give us your feedback.
Yeah.
Did you like the wackiness?
Everybody who listens to this episode, tweet at both of us and just let us know what the hell you thought.
Let us know what the hell you thought. All right. I'm sorry, Dad.
Sorry, Dad.
Cash in the bank.